Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but it has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but when the worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
During the summer weeks, many times when we come to Mass, our gospel is referring to the many parables that our Lord taught us. And in this beautiful parable this morning, we're given this beautiful image of the choices we have in life and who we can turn to with our problems, who we could turn to with our struggles, our hopes, and our dreams. And the answer to all of these is, of course, Jesus. And Jesus gives us this beautiful imagery because he's reminding us it's very easy to get off course. When life gets difficult, we can seek comfort in other things that aren't very good for us. We can expect people to fulfill us. But the answer to all of our world, all of our issues, is always Jesus Christ. So let's remember that when we go throughout the day, when we face difficulties at work, or maybe we're going through a difficult time in our family or in our personal life, or we're overwhelmed with world events, Jesus is saying, if you turn to him, you trust in him, and you pray, no matter how hard it's going to be, you're going to get through the day with him. So remember that, my friend. So that's why you're here this morning. You have chosen to start your day by coming to Mass and receive the Eucharist. So let's have the Eucharist this morning to be our foundation so that we will trust that we will do it together. Amen? So let's bring our daily events now to Jesus and ask him to bless our day so that this may be a day that we see as a gift from God.